Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
And what a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. Do you want to tell them what that means?
Yeah. So that means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Yep, that's right. But you guys, today's episode is going to be amazing because this week we're introducing a new series called The Fanfic Files.
Yay, The Fanfic Files. I'm so excited for this.
Yes. So as you may or may not know, BTS fanfiction is like a huge thing and it covers so many topics from like AUs to like fluff to smut to like crossovers. Like there's like Harry Potter BTS fanfiction crossovers.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of genres
I mean, it's really, people are very creative. It's very cool.
Yeah. So for the fanfic files, how we're going to do it is, neither of us know which fan fiction we chose, so we're basically going to be telling the other one about the fan fiction that we decided to choose for the week. So it'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But the way that we're going to decide who, like, tells theirs first, we thought it would be fun to play Scissors, Rock, Paper, the Korean version of Rock, Paper, Scissors, which is, like, if you pronounce the words fast, you say Gaibaibo.
Gaibaibo. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that. And then we're over the phone. We're not together. So we're just going to say the one that we're choosing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Ready, set, go.
Gaibaibo.
Bo.
Oh, dang it.
This is super hard.
We said the same thing. Okay, we have to do
we
it again.
We said the same one, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
Guy, guy, bo,
guy.
Oh, my God.
No.
Are you serious?
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
Ready? If we do the same one, I
swear.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Guy, by bo, guy. Okay.
Okay.
I win.
Yeah, you win. So you get to go first.
Oh my God. Okay. Yay. All right. Yes. Okay.
That was cute.
That was so fun.
Oh, I'm excited to hear your story, your fan fiction.
So mine is called Cookies, and it's by V Love. It is uploaded on Archive of Our Own, or it's also referred to as AO3.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where tons of BTS fan fictions are.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There's a lot of fan fictions just on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to say that it's canon compliant, I guess. I mean, it is a fan fiction, but like, I mean, it has all of the members and they like have all of their jobs that they have in BTS and they all live together. So I'm going to say it's canon compliant. Like, it's not like an AU or something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a one-off, which means it's just one chapter. And I like the kind of one chapter things. Like sometimes they're really long ones, unless they're really good the whole time, they can be hard for me.
It takes a long time to read them. You have to commit. It's a bigger commitment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But okay, so this one is really good. I really like it. So I'm just gonna get into it. I'm basically gonna read it because it's so short and I want the author to be shown. I don't want to just like breeze over their work or like paraphrase everything. So again, this is by V and then underscore love, and check out their work. It's pretty good. I just want to mention the note. The first, they have a note at the top of it, and it says, "This originally wasn't going to be smutty, but oh well, here we are."
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's hard to write fan fictions and not have smut. I mean, come on.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know, Bethany, based off the title, do you want to try to guess what this could be about?
So this isn't the one about like the time travel Yunmin. Is it Yunmin?
It's called
Cookies. So it makes me think like Jungkook is involved, but I feel like that is so out of norm for you.
Well, I guess we'll just see because literally.
Okay. I didn't guess very hard.
Okay. So here, I'll just start. Okay.
Okay. Start.
All right.
Bear with us, guys. This is our first time doing this.
Yeah, please. Okay. Yoongi would never say he was a soft guy or anything like that. Maybe in what he considered to be his weakest moments, but he never did believe himself to be cute or anything of that nature. On the other side of things, very rarely did he just give into what other people wanted. It just wasn't like him. Unless Park Jimin was involved.
Park Jimin.
Then it was different. Something about Jimin, maybe it was his aura or just Yoongi being stupid, made something flick a switch in Yoongi. He had no problem fawning over all of the things he found amazing about Jimin. He's gorgeous, he's cheerful, he's the person to want to be around, and Jimin was the only person who could bring out that soft side of Yoongi that he liked to ignore. Unfortunately for Yoongi, though, Jimin was just a friend, and he would always be just a friend.
Oh, that's so sad.
Knowing this, Yoongi tried to keep his distance from the boy because he had feelings that Jimin couldn't reciprocate and Yoongi couldn't get over. However, every time Yoongi had convinced himself that he would tell Jimin they needed to spend time apart, the same thing happened. He broke. He would open his mouth, prepared to say, "No, Jimin, go away," and instead he would comply to whatever Jimin wanted. Whether or not it was to go out and do things, or stay in and cuddle on the couch, watching a new Pixar movie, or the same ones he had watched hundreds of times for Jimin.
Aww. Whipped. Totally whipped.
For real. He could never tell Jimin no, but today when he heard that Jimin had returned from dance practice and Yoongi was sitting in his room mixing on his laptop, he was determined to tell Jimin no. No, I don't want to hang out. Go away.
This is so sad. Why does he hate Jimin? Well, he doesn't hate Jimin, but like he's just pushing him away.
Well, he has feelings and he's like, Jimin does not have these feelings. He does not like me this way. Like, I need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the door creaked open like it always did. And Yoongi's immediate response was going to have to be said here and now. Jimin poked his head in the door, a plastic bag in his chubby fingers.
Oh.
Yoongi slid his headphones off and turned to see the boy standing there. His eyes wandered to the bag, but he kept his questions out. He was too focused on the fact that he was going to have to tell Jimin no. No movies, no cuddling, no hanging out, none of it. It only makes things worse for me. Yoongi Young, Jimin giggled as he saw the older glancing his way. I'm home now and I thought we could do something together. No, Jimin.
This is terrible. This is too hard to listen to.
No. It's no. Oh my God. It gets better. Are you okay? So Yoongi says, no, Jimin. And wow, did those words cause him pain. I'm busy, he said. Yoongi watched as Jimin's smile immediately faded, and Yoongi always seemed so happy to be around Jimin, but had he done something wrong? Did Yoongi not like spending time with him? All of these negative thoughts were crossing his mind, and it twisted Yoongi's stomach in a way that he could not help. So Jimin said, oh, okay, and he mumbled that before his eyes casted downward towards his feet. He said, I'll leave you alone then. And the door began to close.
This is so sad. I'm waiting for it to get better.
Aw, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. But wait, Yoongi sighed and mentally cursed himself, begging himself not to comply. The door opened back up and Jimin had a sparkle in his eyes that seemed like something only Jimin could ever have. I'm sorry. What did you want to do? That's what Yoongi said to Jimin.
I'm sorry, what did you want to do? Yeah.
I bought things to make cookies, Jimin mumbled. I thought you might want to help me. You know I can't bake, Jimin, right? It'd be more fun with you, though, Jimin shrugged. All right, but afterwards, I really do have to work. Yoongi sighed as he stood up. They'll make cookies, but they won't hang out after. Yoongi had decided. That's it. He's determined.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jimin giggled as he rushed towards the kitchen with Yoongi in tow. Jimin immediately began sliding things out of the bags onto the counter. Flour, sugar, brown sugar, butter, baking soda, vanilla, eggs, and of course, a bag of chocolate chips. Jimin quickly walked around the kitchen, grabbing bowls, measuring cups, spoons, anything that you could possibly think to have, Jimin had it, besides an electric mixer, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I don't know why. Maybe, I don't know. Foreshadowing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited okay, now.
Also, I just love that Jimin is, like, so organized with, like, how he's taking stuff out. Like, I feel like that's so him. He would just be like, I need this, this, and this, and you're doing this with me.
I love fan fictions that actually show, like, who they are in real life.
Yeah. That's why I really like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so why cookies? Yoongi asked as he watched Jimin place everything in an organized fashion. Well, when we hang out, we usually do the same few things. Jimin smiled. I thought it might be fun to do something different and rewarding.
Oh. I love it.
I mean, if you think baking is rewarding and fun, sure, Yoongi smirked, and Jimin shot him a fake glare that only made him smile more. You have a really nice smile, Jimin said, as he opened up the bag of flour.
His gummy smile.
The comment made Yoongi turn red, and he tried to push it out of his mind. Jimin is your friend, he reminded himself. Just a friend. Come on, you can do the wet ingredients, and I'll do the dry ones. Jimin smiled.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. The word wet, I'm already like, oh. Taking it the wrong way. Sorry.
Jimin smiled and pulled Yoongi up to the counter, setting a bowl in front of him and allowing him to start. Yoongi cracked two eggs into the bowl and began to break them with a whisk as he watched Jimin speeding through the dry ingredients. How is dance practice? Yoongi asked, trying to make a light conversation as he intensely concentrated on not fucking this up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimin began, Taeyang was late for starters. That's a great way to start.
Oh, go figure.
I know, right? And then Jungkook was pouty, awesome. Hoseok Hyun got pissed off. Excellent. Then Namjoon and Jin showed up and made us stop because it wasn't going super well. Sounds like you had a more eventful day than I. What'd you do today, Young? Jimin asked as he turned his head to Yoongi for the first time. Yoongi shrugged. I stayed up late last night, so I woke up around 11. Then I got out of bed, showered, went back to my room, and I've been mixing on my laptop until you walked in. Did you use a different soap? Jimin asked as Yoongi narrowed his eyebrows. Normally you have that ocean smelling soap, but today it seems like melons. I did. Yeah. Yoongi nodded before his face turned a deep shade of red. It's cucumber melon.
This is too funny. I love this.
Jimin giggled a little. Those aren't exactly the manly scents people expect from you, Young. Because half of men's soap smells like asshole, Yoongi scoffed. I don't think they smell that bad, Jimin replied. Yoongi shook his head. No, not like an actual asshole, like someone who is an asshole.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Oh, Jimin laughed. I get it now, but aren't you trying to make people think you're an asshole, you know, so they stay away from you? And then Yoongi said, clearly, I'm not very good at it because you are here.
Oh.
I know better, Jimin smiled. You're not mean at all. You just don't really like being around people. That doesn't mean I won't force you to do fun things with me.
Jimin, stop being a hoe.
I know. Fun things with me had a different connotation to Yoongi. He mentally slapped himself for thinking that way. After all, Jimin was all giggles and good times, and despite the fact that he wanted to hear Jimin plead and moan his name with his face flushed and his Young, Jimin broke him out of his unholy thoughts.
Oh, goodness.
I finished with the dry ingredients. Do you want to put the wet ones in?
Oh, my God. I love it. I love the wet ingredients.
It's amazing.
I just love it.
Yes. Oh, sure. Yoongi nodded and poured it in. Jimin frowned slightly at the looks of it. What's the matter? Are you sure you put everything in? Yeah. Including... Jimin eyed the box on the other side of Yoongi. The butter? Fuck. Yoongi cussed and sighed as he grabbed the box, pulling out two sticks of butter. Jimin smiled as he took one from Yoongi and began to warm it up the best he could in his hands, gripping it hard and rubbing his hands across it. Mm. Watching it happen made Yoongi's face turn red and his mouth part a little. How could someone so innocent look so skilled?
Well, Young? Jimin is not innocent. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. No, come on.
No, totally not.
Young, Jimin asked when he realized that Yoongi wasn't warming up the second one. Is everything okay? You look red. Huh? Yeah, I'm all right. Yoongi tried choking down that pitiful stutter and tried to ignore the feeling in his pants.
Mm.
So I'm doing what? Jimin set his stick of butter down and placed his hands over Yoongi's. You just rub it between your hands, warming it up so that you can apply pressure to squish it a little since we'll do it in the bowl anyways.
Oh my God, this is so sexual.
No, they're baking cookies.
I love it.
Jimin was standing a few inches away from Yoongi, and all Yoongi could do was stare at him. This was exactly why he didn't want to hang out with Jimin. All those impure thoughts mixing with the reality that Jimin is just his friend. How hard is that for Yoongi to get past? Are you sure you're all right? Jimin asked as his eyes met Yoongi's. You might have a fever. I'm all right, Jimin, thank you, Yoongi replied curtly, and Jimin nodded before taking the stick of butter and unwrapping it and dropping it into the bowl along with the other. Could you preheat the oven? Jimin asked. Yoongi nodded his head and walked over to the oven and turned it on the temperature Jimin requested. Jimin was stirring as he felt his arms beginning to get tired. Young, he cooed as Yoongi raised his eyes to him. Will you stir? You're stronger than me and my arms are tired. Yoongi scoffed.
Oh my gosh, Jimin, stop it.
No. Yoongi scoffed. He was not stronger than Jimin. If anything, it was the other way around. He knew for a fact that Jimin just pretended to spare Yoongi's feelings, even though Yoongi didn't really care. All right. He took the warm spoon from Jimin's hands, and Jimin began to oil the baking sheets with a smile on his face. How's mixing going? Jimin asked, trying to keep conversation. Shitty, Yoongi sighed. I don't know. It's just not going super great. Is it mixing or songwriting? Jimin asked. So I guess now they're referring back to what he was, like, the music he was working on, mixing that, not, like, mixing the cookies.
Yeah, before Jimin came in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess both, Yoongi shrugged. I don't know. Every song comes out the same, and I can't put them all on an album. Hmm. Why do you think they're all coming out the same? Jimin asked. Because my emotions behind them are all the same, I guess, Yoongi pondered, but he didn't really know. Instead, he figured that was the cause of all of it, that his frustrations with Jimin had caused him to write the same thing over and over.
Oh, he needs to fix that.
Uh-huh. I think we're getting to that.
I'm excited.
Well, Jimin began as Yoongi felt the younger's arms around his waist, his head resting on his shoulder. Anything you make is probably good. You're really good at things. Thanks, Jimin, Yoongi mumbled, his face heating up for the upteenth time that afternoon. I think it's done being stirred now. Let's put it on the trays, Jimin cheered before sticking his finger in the dough and pulling out a clump. He held it up on his finger to Yoongi's mouth. Have some, it's good. When Yoongi went to take it off Jimin's finger, he pulled it back. Just eat it off my finger. He can't mean for it to sound like that, Yoongi sighed, and he swear he didn't mean for the twitch to happen in his pants. Yoongi opened his mouth and wrapped it around the tip of Jimin's finger. Jimin giggled as he pulled it out of Jimin's mouth before taking a spoon and beginning to scoop balls of cookie dough onto the tray. While Jimin's back was turned, Yoongi tried to slyly adjust himself and was all right until Jimin bent over to put the cookie trays in the oven.
Ooh!
Damn it, Yoongi, he muttered to himself. Did you say something, Young? Jimin turned to him and Yoongi shook his head. Huh, well, we have a little under 20 minutes until they're done, so we can just hang out until then. Sure, Yoongi said. Jimin cleaned up the mess on the counter before figuring it was the best place for him to sit and placed himself up on it. Yoongi stood against the wall on the other side of the room, and Jimin was just all smiles as he kicked his legs back and forth. Oh my god, can you just, you just need to stop and picture this in your mind. Just like Jimin sitting on the edge of a countertop and kicking his legs back and forth, just trying to look really cute and innocent.
Oh,
like,
just totally.
Trying to act like he doesn't know exactly what the fuck is going on.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. He totally knows what doing.
Yes. Okay, he says, you're still red, Jimin pointed out with a smile. Yoongi nodded his head, but refused to make eye contact with him. Can I make some suggestions as to why? I guess so. Well, you've already made it clear that you're not sick, so a fever is out of the question. Maybe you worked yourself out stirring the cookie dough. It doesn't really feel hot in here, but you are wearing a sweatshirt and jeans, so you could be hot. Or maybe Jimin summoned up some inner courage that he didn't know he had. It's because of me? Yoongi's eyes widened, and Jimin knew he had gotten the right answer. Jimin slid off the counter and began to walk towards Yoongi with his hands behind his back. You know, Jimin continued speaking when Yoongi said nothing. I've seen how you've been looking at me. I figured it was nothing the past few times we've hung out together, pushed it off as just my crazy imagination, but maybe I'm wrong. Jimin stood close to Yoongi, whose back was against the wall and face red, refusing to meet Jimin's gaze. Well, Yoongi, what is it? Uh-huh. Yoongi turned his eyes up to Jimin to see him smiling at him with a more suggestive look.
Oh.
Yoongi narrowed his eyebrows before flipping the two around and pushing Jimin into the wall. You always act so innocent, like the things you say and the things you do have no extra meaning. But you've got a filthy mouth, and it's getting frustrating, Jimin.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You got a yes, yes, yes out of me.
I got a yes, yes, yes out of a Yoonmin fanfic from you.
Yeah, that's good.
Amazing. Jimin hummed a little bit. Can I help in any way?
Oh my god, I love this. I seriously love this because Yoongi, in my mind, Yoongi is so rough and dirty and like into dirty talk and wants it rough. That's just how I picture him. And so I don't ever read Yunmin fanfics or really any other ship fanfics. I feel bad. I really need to, and I want to. So I'm excited for this, like, Files series. But this is amazing. I love this. Okay, keep going.
Yoongi pushed back every thought of reading signals wrong and slammed his mouth onto Jimin's, eliciting a moan as he tugged on his bottom lip, where he pulled away and latched his lips to his neck. Jimin was moaning loudly, and Yoongi put a hand over his mouth. Should we go somewhere else?
Yeah, really.
Jimin nodded before tugging Yoongi and he into his shared room, since it was the closest, and Yoongi wasted no time by throwing Jimin down on the mattress before climbing over him. He latched his lips back onto his neck and led a long line of dark hickeys down to his collarbone before determining that his shirt needed to come off.
I need to stop mmming.
Yoongi pulled it off and went wide-eyed when he suddenly realized how fit Jimin was. He knew that he was, but, like, not this much. What is it? Jimin mumbled, suddenly wanting to cover himself with his hands. Yoongi pulled them back and shot him a glare. Don't do that, Yoongi said. Well, you're looking at me weird, Jimin huffed. It's because you're gorgeous, and I'm sorry if it was weird, Yoongi said with a softened tone, and made Jimin's face turn a deep red.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wondered, Yoongi said as he placed his lips onto Jimin's, pulling back to get the words out, what it'd be like to kiss you. Are you disappointed? Jimin asked. Hell no, Yoongi smiled, before pushing his lips back against Jimin, this time licking across the bottom lip enough for Jimin to allow him entrance. Feeling Yoongi's warm tongue against his own elicited a moan out of him. He never thought that kissing Yoongi would be this deep and feel this skilled. Young, Yoongi pulled up to see Jimin's face. He was flushed a deep red, but looked a little nervous. I just don't really know a whole lot about this kind of thing, and don't get me wrong, it's fine and whatnot. I'm just, Yoongi pressed a finger to Jimin's lips. I won't do anything you don't want me to do. I'll go as slow as you like, and I'll stop once you tell me to, okay? Okay, Jimin nodded. We can keep going then. Promise to tell me when you want me to stop? Of course, I promise. Good, Yoongi replied before lowering his lips back to Jimin. Jimin found his hands at the hem of Yoongi's sweatshirt and very timidly spoke up. Off? And that was all it took to have Yoongi toss it on the floor.
I'm sure he tossed that shit so quick.
Oh, he ripped that off.
Yeah.
Yoongi wasn't as muscle-bound as Jimin was, and his frame was smaller, but he was still pretty toned and in Jimin's opinion, 10 times as gorgeous. His pale seemed almost effortlessly beautiful. In the midst of a heated makeout session and a half-brave, half-crave moment, Jimin reached his hand up and Yoongi, which got a hiss from him that pushed something through Jimin. Young Jimin pulled back and pulled at the waist of Yoongi's pants. Can I? Yeah, Yoongi replied and helped Jimin undo his pants, but what shocked Yoongi was when in one fell swoop both his pants and underwear were slid off and revealed Yoongi's arousal to the air around them.
I'm just saying, Jimin is a hoe. I love it so much, though. I love it.
Jimin eyed it at first, not sure what to do, but he figured he'd go with what he knew and wrapped his fingers around it, every now and then heading over the head of his. The feeling of Jimin's soft hands around him immediately made Yoongi choke on his messy moans. Jimin took his second hand and reached around to massage Yoongi's while keeping his lips sucking on Yoongi's neck. Fuck, fuck. Yoongi panted as his eyes screwed shut. Jimin licked his tongue up the trail of hickeys and Yoongi breathed. Yoongi's breath hitched at it. Fuck, I'm gonna... Ah. And with a string of curses, Yoongi into Jimin's hand, which slowly pulled away after a couple more pumps. Yoongi was panting and out of breath before he raised his eyes up to Jimin and pushed him back on the bed. Would you like a turn, Jiminy? Yoongi hummed and eyed Jimin's pants. You seem like you have a problem. Jimin nodded, maybe a little too eagerly, as Yoongi slid off his sweatpants and ran a hand over Jimin's toned thighs. Yoongi glanced back up at Jimin, who seemed a little nervous, and chuckled. You're already dripping, Jimin. Yoongi teased as he ran a finger across the band of Jimin's underwear. Did having your hands on me make you that hard. Jimin felt a little embarrassed, but it ended quickly with Yoongi taking off his underwear and bending down, licking up the Jimin was a little smaller than Yoongi, but in all cases, it didn't matter to Yoongi at all. Instead, he focused on the sounds that Jimin made when Yoongi's tongue came in contact with him and his mouth just came over the tip. Shit, Jimin moaned, and Yoongi slapped his thigh. No swearing, Yoongi said, his mouth still around Jimin. The vibrations made him a little wide-eyed, but what also did was Yoongi telling him not to swear. Yoongi continued to bob his head, excellently taking Jimin all the way until he hit the back of his throat, making sure to hollow out his cheeks at the perfect time and allow his tongue to do delectable swirls. Jimin's high-pitched voice soared through the room, and he could definitely tell Yoongi was smirking without even looking at him. Without warning, Jimin into Yoongi's mouth, and the hot liquid surprised him a little, but not a ton, and he was quick to swallow it down before pulling off of Jimin.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
I know. He noticed his legs shaking, and he knew his job was done well. Sorry, Jimin sighed as he sat up. I should have warned you. It's all right, Yoongi shrugged as he got off the bed and began to pull his clothes back on. His eyes turned to Jimin, who seemed a little self-conscious and a little uneasy. What's the matter? Nothing. Jimin was clearly lying, and Yoongi sighed as he handed his clothes to him. When Jimin was finally clothed, Yoongi sat beside him and leaned close to him. What is it? Yoongi asked, and Jimin's face turned a couple of shades darker. Well, Jimin mumbled, you seemed like you were a lot better at things than me, and like you know more, and like you, I know you live here and everything, but you seemed like you were ready to leave instantly, and I know I was wrong to assume anything, but easy, Yoongi cooed. You not having a lot of experience doesn't mean anything to me. In fact, it's kind of endearing. On the other hand, if you think I'm just going to leave you high and dry, you're wrong, because I definitely want to see you more like this.
Oh.
I know, right? More like this.
Yeah.
However, Yoongi tugged Jimin closer to him. If you think you get to do this kind of shit with anyone else, I'll kill them.
Oh, shit.
I know, right?
Oh, shit.
Jimin smiled a little bit. That's extreme. A line of hickeys like this, Yoongi pointed at them, insinuates that you are mine, Jimin. Well, you have a line of them too. Does that make you mine? Jimin asked. It sure does, Yoongi smiled, and Jimin couldn't help but giggle in response and push his lips against the older before pulling back and screaming. What? Yoongi said. The cookies are in the oven. God. I forgot about the goddamn cookies. The cookies didn't come out. They didn't come out burnt, per se, but they were cooked a little longer than Jimin would have wanted them to be. He pouted a little at them, but Yoongi shrugged and with a mouthful said they still tasted good. Jimin sighed as a group of loud men made their way into the house. It smells like cookies, Taeyong shouted and immediately headed for the kitchen where Yoongi settled into the corner of the room while they all came in. They just came out of the oven, Jimin smiled sadly. I may have overcooked them a little, though. That's fine, Hoseok shrugged as he took one. They still look pretty. Oh my gosh. I just love that line because I feel like that's so Hoseok.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Okay. What? Jimin went wide-eyed. Who attacked you? Namjoon went wide-eyed as he grabbed Jimin's chin and tilted his head to see the hickeys lining his neck.
Oh, no!
I know, right? Yoongi chuckled a little from the corner, sipping on a glass of milk. Yoongi Young, Taeyong mumbled. He has them, too.
Oh, my God! The boys know!
Yeah. Namjoon jumped back like he was holding a bug. You what? Jimin shrugged, picking up a cookie. Not everyone can resist that tongue technology.
Then
popped a cookie in his mouth before walking out of the room, leaving Yoongi to smile proudly into his cup.
Oh my God, that line. That line.
I know. I love this fanfic so much. There was a lot of bleeping, but like, It is so good. Like that, I mean, honestly, that last line for me, like, makes it, like, not really? Everyone can resist yeah. that tongue technology. I just think it's so clever. This author did a really great job of just, like, capturing the personalities, especially through the lens of, like, a Yunmin ship. Mm-hmm. And the first time I ever read a fanfic was a Yunmin one, so I thought it'd be fitting to do one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. There was a good amount of dialogue, which was kind of refreshing for me because I read a lot of fan fictions that doesn't actually have a lot of dialogue. Like, it's a lot of just describing the scene and what the person's thinking, and it's not so much dialogue. Mm-hmm. But the dialogue is, like, one of the best parts of the whole thing. So yeah. I loved it. That was great. I loved it. Aw.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I was, like, really nervous about it, but, you know, I thought it was good.
So I'm smart.
Okay, well, my part of this is over. It was so long.
Yeah. But well, you read your whole fan fiction, so yeah.
I didn't realize it was going to be that long.
Oh, so. It's okay. Well, now, this is a trial run. Like, this is our first one, so we'll get the hang of it. So for me, for my fan fiction, I summarized the entire story because my story is crazy long, so there's no possible way I could ever read it on the actual podcast because it would take, like, at least a couple hours. So I summarized mine. So the title of mine is called Something to Do with Hands, and the author is Lethalurgic. Kayla, what do you think it's about? Since you asked me that, I feel like that's a fun question.
What to do about hands?
It's something to do with hands.
Something to do with hands. Maybe, I don't know, like a very touchy, it's probably Taekook.
Oh yeah, totally.
I don't know, like they can't keep their hands to themselves or like they're, you know, like some people say, like, if you don't have anything to do, then you have, like, idle hands. So maybe they're, like, doing something with their hands on, like, an off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I love it. Okay. So this is also on Archive of Our Own, and it is a canon compliant Taekook fan fiction. So it is them playing themselves, and they're part of BTS, and all the other members are in it as well. So, you know, big surprise, I chose a Taekook fan fiction. And honestly, I had a hard time choosing which fanfiction to do because I've read, like, a handful of them. But I decided to fall back on this one because this was, like, one of the first ones I truly, really loved. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just, like, I tend to like the more smutty, like, sorry. But this was, like, a fluff smut. Like, there was a good amount of fluff in it, and the storyline was amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? This would be the perfect first Taekook fanfiction for this, you know, fanfic files series. So I'm excited to share it.
I'm excited too.
Yeah. My overall thoughts is how the author kind of starts the story. She starts off with a quote, and I knew that this fanfiction was for me because the quote is actually talking about the Beatles and the brilliance behind the Beatles. I Want to Hold Your Hand, which, you know, going off the title of this fan fiction is something to do with hands. And so I just was like, oh my gosh, this is so me. Like, they're literally talking about the Beatles at the very beginning of it. But anyways, what is amazing about this fan fiction is that the author develops the story around real Taekook moments that have happened, which a lot of them are actually mentioned in our Taekook episode, which is really, really neat that she did this. Yeah, it must have taken her a lot of, well, her, him, whatever. It must have taken the author a lot of work to do this, to, like, compile all these Taekook moments and then kind of develop a story around them, still being true to what actually happened.
Yeah.
However, don't hate me because I actually left out a lot of the real moments, because what she does in this fan fiction is she goes from, like, present time to past time. And the past moments and the past stories that she talks about aren't really too relevant to the story, except it brings a lot of character and relationship development. But I'm not going to talk about it because the fanfiction is really, really long. So I really highly encourage that if you want to read a Taekook fanfiction that actually is based on real Taekook moments, read this one. Like, really seriously, read it. I, however, I'm not going to talk about it because the storyline is just, it's too long for me to get it in. So another thing that I want to say about the author is that the writing style I find to be really elegant and poetic, but I can see how others may find it to be a little heavy and dense and maybe somewhat distracting. So if you tend to easily get lost or distracted during somewhat run-on sentences like you, Kayla, it may...
That's me for sure.
Yeah, it may not be your fiction. However, if you enjoy lots of adjectives and description, this fiction is definitely well done. So let's get into it.
Okay.
So the story begins with Jungkook's first encounter with Taeyang and his kind of first impression of him. So Jungkook first meets Taeyang when Big Hit's management introduces Taeyang as the last member of BTS, the additional member of BTS. And so Jungkook and Taeyang end up shaking hands, and they exchange kind of a quaint, humorous, small conversation. It's kind of during this time that Jungkook notices, and a lot of this story, by the way, is from Jungkook's perspective. It's not from Taeyang's. So Jungkook notices that his interaction with Taeyang is actually quite vast different from the other members. And he doesn't really like being touched, but he doesn't mind that Taeyang holds onto his hand a little bit longer than a normal handshake would last. And he also doesn't mind that Taeyang is already poking at his cheeks, telling him that his face is cute. Aww. So when...
He doesn't really do that with other people.
Yeah. So when Jungkook and Taeyang shake hands, Jungkook kind of describes how the touch burns in his skin, but in a good way. And this becomes a reoccurring event throughout the entire storyline. So this is why it's called Something to Do with Hands, because anytime Taeyang really touches him, and it's not even like in a sexual manner, it's just like when he touches him, he feels something. It's like this electric, you know, shock through his body, basically, that he's just so in love with Taeyang. So the storyline goes into the present time, and I'm pretty much going to stay in the present time for the rest of the story. That's kind of like the backdrop of the story. So Jungkook, it starts off with him composing a song in his own studio. And it kind of talks about how Jungkook and Taeyang are both composing their first songs. They've never composed a song before, so they're working really hard to try to compose their own music. But he's kind of finding it hard to get, you know, he's struggling to find inspiration. And so Yoongi then enters into the room, into the studio, and he goes over to read the lyrics that Jungkook is writing. And Jungkook gets really insecure about it because, I mean, it's Yoongi. But Yoongi ends up telling him, he reads it, and he's like, you know, you don't have to write about love. And Jungkook was like, well, you know, it seemed the easiest because most songs are about love. And Yoongi's like, well, do you know anything about love? And Jungkook is kind of like, well, no, I've never been in love, though he doesn't know that he is in love. And Yoongi kind of reluctantly tells him what he believes that love is. Of course, Yoongi's description of love kind of reminds Jungkook of Taeyang. So he's like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with Taeyang. So Yoongi leaves the room. And then about an hour later, Taeyang enters into the studio where Jungkook is. And Taeyang reads the revised lyrics that Jungkook had just made after having his little talk with Yoongi. And even though he's reading them, Jungkook doesn't feel insecure at all. Like, he's so comfortable around Taeyang, and he just wants to know Taeyang's thoughts on it. But, of course, while Taeyang is reading the lyrics, he rests his head on Jungkook's shoulder and, like, squeezes his biceps, which I love how the author describes this. She says that Jungkook says it's more instinct than intentional, as is everything with Taeyang. Like, oh my gosh, that is like a perfect... This author can describe both Jungkook and Taeyang so perfectly.
Yes, that is just how Taeyang is, you know? Like,
Yeah, it's so perfect. Especially with Jungkook.
Yeah.
I know. So anyways, Taeyang ends up leaving the room, and he tells Jungkook don't stay up too late, which of course he does. So then it kind of transitions where BTS ends up leaving South Korea to attend some event. So they all get to the hotel that they're staying at, and Taeyang is actually assigned to be roommates with Hoseok, but of course he sneaks away to Jungkook and Jimin's room to study Chinese, quote. But as the night goes on, they end up turning in. Jimin ends up falling asleep in his bed, and then Jungkook and Tae lay together in the other bed while watching a movie. And Taeyang and Jungkook are kind of like laying opposite ways in the bed. So Tae's head is resting at the foot of the bed, and he's kind of resting his head on the space between Jungkook's ankles and shin. And they're both just like, you know, casually caressing each other's calves and shins while watching the movie, because that's really how they are. They just touch each other. But Jungkook really isn't watching the movie. Like, he's just admiring how beautiful and stunning Taeyang looks to him.
Of course.
And Jungkook has, yeah, Jungkook has always thought that maybe he's in love with Taeyang. Like, this story is pretty quick to say that Jungkook is, like, pretty much in love with Taeyang. But he's not entirely sure what love is. So Jungkook gets the guts to ask Taeyang if Taeyang has ever been in love. And Taeyang says that he had an, quote, almost love, which he explains as an almost love, as a love for a city that you've never been to. So, you know, you can love a city like, oh, I really want to go there. I love it. But you've never actually been. So he describes that as an almost love. So after this night with Taeyang, Jungkook starts to think about what Yoongi described as love, and he starts to think about how Taeyang describes love, and he starts to panic because he's realizing he's most definitely in love with Taeyang at this point. So he kind of panics, and he becomes fearful. So he ignores these feelings, and he's afraid of what might change if he acted on these feelings. So out of fear, Jungkook starts to separate himself from Taeyang to avoid any potential harm he could bring to himself or the other members or Taeyang. I'm just like, no, Jungkook, don't do that. Yeah. That's bad. And then I'm going to share this quote from the story. This is kind of what Jungkook is thinking. So it says, but when he lies down that night with a pillow suffocating his face, he realizes today's ending might have been the coldest of them all. His first step to relearning that sunshine belonged to the sky and not to the curve of a boxy smile. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, this author is just so poetic. Yeah. I know. So during practice the next day, Jungkook remains far away from Taeyang. But Taeyang doesn't realize that he's separating himself yet. So Taeyang naturally goes over to him during a break, because Hobi has to run over some dance moves with Namjoon and Jin. So Tae just strikes up casual conversation with Jungkook, and he, like, habitually lies his head on Jungkook's thigh. So Jungkook is like, no, 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 this can't happen because, you know, I need to separate myself from him. So he pushes Taeyang off, saying that it's too hot for them to be touching, and then just stares at his phone, not giving Taeyang any attention. So Tae asks if he did anything wrong, and Jungkook just responds with a poor excuse that he's just tired. And it's just so, so sad because, like, Jungkook is being super shitty to Taeyang, but he's, you know, he's fearful of love. Oh, my God. So over the next couple days, Jungkook continues to keep just this strong distance away from Taeyang. And then a couple days later, Jimin kind of starts to pick up on what's happening. So he finds Jungkook, who's just, like, hiding away, like, in this corner, as he's just trying to avoid interaction with Tae, hoping his feelings will somehow disappear. Jimin asks kind of what's going on between the two. And, of course, JK gives some lame excuse, saying that the two of them are just really stressed out with trying to compose their own music for the first time. Jimin, of course, calls bullshit and just kind of drops the topic. So later that night, it's around 3 a.m., and Jungkook, of course, can't sleep because he's miserable. He's absolutely miserable. So he decides to go to the kitchen to just get a glass of milk, hoping that maybe that will help. So while he's sitting there just thinking about how miserable he is and how painful it is to avoid being around his best friend, Taeyang, of course, enters the kitchen, and he pours himself a glass of water. And Taeyang asks Jungkook why he can't sleep. And Jungkook lies again, of course, saying that he's nervous about their upcoming comeback, which Taeyang, he reads through these lies and tells Jungkook that that makes no sense because, one, comeback isn't for another couple months. Two, Jungkook really never gets nervous. And three, that he's beginning to feel that Jungkook doesn't really show any sort of feelings to begin with. So, mm-hmm. like, how can you be nervous when I'm seeing that you don't really have any feelings to begin with because he's been so distant with him?
Yeah.
And Jungkook kind of gets mad at this statement. And this is, but at the same time, he's seeing Taeyong look so incredibly worn, tired, and sad, and it's just crushing him on the inside. Mm-hmm. So Taeyong he brushes off the conversation and begins to leave the room. There's just a lot of tension between the two because they haven't really interacted at all. And much out of his control, Jungkook desperately reaches out for Taeyong's wrist, pulling him back so hard that Taeyong just, like, falls into him, and their faces are just inches apart. And Jungkook even leans his head in slightly while Taeyong's lips kind of slightly part. And just as quickly as he pulled him in, Jungkook steps away and clears his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And their faces they were, like, obviously close. Like, he was gonna kiss him. And Taeyong is completely confused by this because they clearly almost kissed. But at the same time, Jungkook has just, like, been ignoring him for the past, you know, week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So Jungkook says it's nothing and then just pushes past Taeyong, retreating back to his bedroom. After this night, Jungkook starts to kind of reflect on his feelings of love, and Jungkook discovers that he really has fallen in love twice with both V and Kim Taeyong.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks about when he first took a look at V's portfolio without permission from Big Hit. So this is before V was really a part of Big Hit. They had, like, a portfolio for him. And that was the first time that Jungkook really got to see who V was. And so he kind of reminisces on how when he started to really start to like V, he would lay in bed with the covers over his head, and he would watch V focus fan cams late at night. And he said that he would just blush and swoon over V's smug grins, tiny lip bites, fluttering eyelashes, coy smolder, and, of course, his voice that is as deep as the Pacific.
Mm.
Like, oh, my gosh, that is V.
Yeah.
To the max.
Yes.
But then he also thinks about how he's completely in love with Kim Taeyong, who is this sweet, delicate boy who just wants to cuddle rather than sleep in his own bed.
Mm-hmm.
The boy who likes extra butter on his toast and likes pats on his head when he's done a job well.
Mm.
And I'm like, this girl gets it. Like, yes. She is displaying Taeyong so perfectly. But, you know, Taeyong, he's my baby. So
yeah.
I think that's why I like this fan fiction so much, because she just really understands Taeyong, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it really seems like the same thing to me. Like, it is just so far just a beautifully told story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I said I wasn't going to share any of the past tense parts of the fan fiction, which are, like, the true Taekook moments that actually mm-hmm. happen. But this part isn't a Taekook moment. This is pretty crucial to this story because it gives you understanding to why Jungkook is so fearful to love Taeyong. So back when Bangtan had just mm-hmm. debuted, Namjoon had recently gotten a girlfriend. And so due to their super busy schedule, he was basically bending over backwards for this girl who really didn't even support his dreams of being a K-pop idol or producing music mm-hmm. and things like that. So this relationship that Namjoon had with this girl was creating a lot of stress and a lot of tension between the other group members because he's the leader and he was mm-hmm. supposed to be there. So Yoongi and Namjoon end up getting into this huge fight. And this is when Jungkook was, like, 15 years old mm-hmm. when they debuted. So he sees this huge fight break out between Yoongi and Namjoon. And Yoongi actually goes as far to hit Namjoon.
Oh, shit.
Which I don't think he would ever do.
Yeah,
I don't think he would ever do that. But in this story, that's what happens. And so Jungkook is kind of scarred by this because he sees that if any of the members fall in love and go through a breakup, it's basically all the other members going through love and a breakup as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he never wants to do that to his members. So he wouldn't dare fall in love with anyone. As long as the group is together, that's what's most important to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where his fear of love is stemming from. So going along with the story, back in present time, the Bangtan boys end up going to the 2015 Seoul Music Awards. And so there, Taeyong and Jungkook continue to keep their distance from one another. But BTS ends up winning an award that night, so all the members like hug and congratulate one another, except Taeyong and Jungkook, who have been like best friends this whole time. So it's really heartbreaking that this is happening. And Jungkook painfully watches Namjoon just embrace Taeyong in his arms in pure bliss that they had just won this award. And Jungkook just desperately wishes that that could be him. And of course, Tae catches his gaze and he looks just as longingly at Jungkook as Jungkook is looking at him. Mm. It's just so sad. Yeah. So this is when it gets good. This is when it gets so good. Mm. So after the music awards, Jungkook is the first one to finish packing and changing and all that. So he's goes out to the van where he waits for all the other members because they're about to leave the award show. And it's not long after that that Taeyong also finishes changing and packing his stuff up. So he's stuck standing beside Jungkook kind of uncomfortably in the cold while they wait for the others because they've been distant this whole time. So it's kind of like, what do we say? So the silence is just unbearable for the two. And Tae finally confronts Jungkook, asking why he's avoiding him. And Jungkook doesn't even look at him while he kind of asks this. Mm-hmm. So Jungkook kind of just says, no, Taeyong, you're reading way too much into it. And then Tae fires back, then look at me. Because Jungkook really hasn't even looked at him during like these past couple weeks. So Jungkook finds the courage to look at Taeyong. And his heart just begins to break seeing how upset and tired Taeyong looks. So Taeyong starts to get kind of angry and heated with how upset he is, and he says to Jungkook, you resent my existence, you treat me worse than the dirt that you walk on. And Jungkook responds angrily saying, stop, it's not what you think. And Tae says, then what, fucking spit it out. And Jungkook impulsively pushes Tae against the van and forcefully presses his lips to Taeyong's.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then, of course, Jungkook pulls away super quick and he just says, fuck. Like, what did I just do?
Damn.
And he's really nervous for Taeyong's response. Taeyong quickly opens up the van door and urges Jungkook to get inside. So Jungkook gets into the van. He sits on the floor with his back pressed against the opposite door that he entered. Taeyong closes the van door quickly behind them, and he doesn't wait another moment before he just starts making out with Jungkook.
Oh my god.
So, Jungkook has been trying to keep his distance from him, but at this point, it's just too much. It's too irresistible, so he doesn't stop Taeyong from doing this. And then eventually, Tae, of course, reaches down beneath Jungkook's pants. And, of course, while you read this, you're like, yes, 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 they're getting it on, this is great, when actually it's super sad because so much between them is unspoken. And as far as Taeyong is aware, Jungkook hates him. So Tae just says, this is what you want, right? You just need to relieve yourself, right, from all this stress. Taeyong sees this as a hookup, as a relief from like sexual frustration, where Jungkook understands it to be desperate love. I know it's like oh my god, when I read this I was like, no, this is so sad.
It is.
The miscommunication going on here. So Taeyong ends up getting Jungkook off before all the members get back to the van. But after this, Jungkook notices that Taeyong obviously didn't get any sort of sexual relief either. But he didn't get any sexual relief. So he feels super selfish and super shitty because Taeyong basically did him a favor, but he didn't do anything in return for him. And of course, Taeyong is like, it's okay, it's fine, whatever. So after this night, the boys go back to avoiding each other just as they were before. And they just basically pretend that nothing happened in the van that night. And they go back to just not looking each other in the eyes and staying a far distance from one another.
Damn.
So Jungkook is even more miserable and he continues to struggle to sleep at night. And he's especially struggling to sleep at night because he keeps rethinking and re-experiencing what Taeyong had done. So he spends a lot of his time just kind of pleasuring himself at night, I guess you could say. So eventually he's doing that in the bathroom. And of course, Taeyong goes into the bathroom while he's doing this and kind of catches him in the moment.
Shit.
So Jungkook gets really humiliated and begs Taeyong to leave. And of course, Taeyong doesn't. He closes the door and he locks it. And in a rather sexual manner, he offers to assist Jungkook. But instead of, you know, doing a quick handsy, he uses his face instead. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So once he finishes, Jungkook learned his lesson from the last time and says, you know what, I'm returning the favor. So he does. And they both kind of just end up doing this hookup relief session thing over the next couple weeks. It's just kind of something that they've agreed to do. But they still are, like, keeping their distance from one another. They don't talk as much as they used to. And Jungkook is just being super distant, but is like, you know what, I'll hook up with him. It's kind of shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, all the Bangtan boys are hanging out, and they ask each member if they've made out or hooked up with anyone lately. And Jungkook, of course, denies anything.
Of course.
But when it gets to Tae's turn, he actually doesn't respond, and instead is interrupted by Jimin asking about a girl named Namju, which is a girl from A-Pink. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's really close to Namjoon, so I'm like, wait, Namju? Am I saying that right? So Tae continues to not respond to either the members asking about it or Jimin asking about Namju.
Mm-hmm.
And Jungkook starts to get, like, extremely jealous. And he knows that he can't claim Tae as his own because it's just this, Tae thinks it's just this sexual relief session kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, the manager ends up interrupting the conversation, so no one ends up getting the chance to hear Taeyong's response. So then a couple days later, Namjoon asks Jungkook where Taeyong is, and Jimin, of course, responds saying, oh, he's out with that girl Namju.
Oh.
Again, Jungkook gets serious jealous, to the point where he just gets up out of his chair and says, I feel dirty from practice. Even though he had already showered, he goes into the bathroom to go shower again.
Oh, no.
And he just kind of is holding back tears because he's super jealous.
Not a sad shower. No.
It's a sad shower.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
So after he showers, he joins all the members, minus Taeyong, who is out for, you know, with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But they all end up having a movie night together, and they all end up falling asleep, except for Jin, who ends up making it to the end of the movie. And Taeyong actually comes home right as the movie is starting to end. And this actually wakes up Jungkook, but he continues to pretend that he's asleep. And Jin has a small conversation with Taeyong, saying he hopes that Taeyong and Jungkook can work out everything, whatever is going on between them, because no one really knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. But they've picked up that they're not as good of friends as they used to be. But Tae just simply responds saying he wish he knew how. So he doesn't know what to do, and this just really upsets Jungkook because he doesn't really know how to fix it either and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time that they're messing around in the bathroom, Jungkook becomes extremely greedy and extremely selfish,
mm-hmm.
because he has in the back of his mind that Taeyong is fooling around with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuming with jealousy, he's basically trying to, like, mark himself on Taeyong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going so hard on Taeyong that he's hoping and wishing that this girl will taste Jungkook on Taeyong.
Damn.
Whenever they mess around.
Damn.
Yeah. And right as Taeyong climaxes, Jungkook bites down on Tae's lip so hard that it starts to bleed. And then he just straight up says, why are you hooking up with her when you have me?
Damn.
And Taeyong gets super infuriated by the statement, saying, are you just going to sit there and accuse me of pushing you away when all you've been doing is running? And the two kind of fight about how hooking up was a mistake. And they kind of do this while Taeyong is starting to dress himself, and he grabs his things and he heads for the door to leave, mm-hmm. basically. And Taeyong shares with Jungkook that he's been miserable and that he hasn't actually been out with this girl, but instead by himself, just trying to get away from Jungkook because he hates being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And Jungkook then asks, if it's such a mistake, why do you keep kissing me like you want it? And Taeyong responds, did you ever think for a goddamn second in that dense little mind of yours that maybe I do want it? And then Taeyong leaves. And he doesn't return again until 5 in the morning. And Jungkook just cries for a couple hours in bed, which is super sad because he says that he hasn't cried in like a year. Mm-hmm. And eventually he's roommates with RM. Mm-hmm. So Namjoon wakes up from hearing Jungkook sob. And Namjoon, of course, somehow knows what's been going on between the two because, you know, Namjoon knows all. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to explain to Jungkook what really happened with that girl that he dated back when they had debuted. And he tells Jungkook that she was bad for him and that she really just tore him apart. And that the other members actually saved him from this, and he says, almost love. Mm. Which is the exact same phrase that Taeyong had used during their conversation months ago about love. Mm-hmm. And so this is when Jungkook, it's like the pivotal point for him. He's like, okay, I do love him and I want to be honest with him, but Taeyong hates me at this point because of what I said.
He needs to reconcile it somehow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So the members go on kind of like a vacation. They have some time to themselves, so they visit their hometowns. And Jungkook just really can't enjoy himself. He's just miserable, and he hadn't talked to Taeyong since the fight, and so he can barely stand the silence any longer that he texts Taeyong saying, I miss you. And Taeyong says, you can't just say something like that. That's what his response is with the text. Mm-hmm. And really, Jungkook is just so, I don't know. So Jungkook ends up calling Taeyong. And Taeyong agrees to answer the phone. And Taeyong says that Jungkook is too afraid of risks and that sometimes you have to take risks in order to find something beautiful. And Jungkook realizes that he's not taking risks and blah, blah, blah. It's whatever. It's kind of cheesy during that part. Mm-hmm. But he ends up apologizing for his behavior, and Taeyong accepts his apology. So after their vacation is over, they go back to the dorm. Oh, my God, Kayla, this is when it gets so, so good.
Okay.
So the members get back to their busy schedules, which includes Taeyong and Jungkook going in for the review of the songs that they had individually composed. Mm-hmm. So these are both their first songs that they composed on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go in to listen to it, and they have the lyrics in front of them all printed out. And Jungkook watches Taeyong closely as his song plays, and he's nervous because the song is about the two of them, basically.
Damn.
And the lyrics play, why are you getting further away, so far that I can't reach you? Love is so painful. Goodbyes are even more painful. I can't go on if you're not here. Love me, love me. Come back to my arms, love is not over. Which happens to be Love Is Not Over. And Jungkook, actually, that was one of the first songs he ever composed for BTS. And it's like, that like just plays into the storyline so perfectly. Yes,
oh my God, that's so amazing. I was like, okay, which BTS song is this?
Mm-hmm. Love Is Not Over. Over. Yep.
Love is not over. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. So love is painful. Goodbyes are even more painful. Like, this is what he's been trying to do with Taeyong, but he just at the end says, love me, love me. Come back to my arms. Love is not over. So then Taeyong's song plays, and the lyrics, Jungkook reads them, and he's listening to them, and it says, I can only see you. I can only see you alone. Look, I'm fair with everyone else but you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't live a day without you. Please. Hold me tight. Hug me. Can you trust me? Can you trust me? Can you trust me? Pull me in tight. Which is Taeyong's Hold Me Tight. I was like, oh my. I've cried so many times over this fan fiction. It's so ridiculous.
I'm like crying. Like for real. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that song.
I know. I love Hold Me Tight. It is definitely my favorite BTS song. So they end up having their comeback, and both of their songs end up getting on the album, on their new album, which is a huge accomplishment for both of them. And after the week of promotions is over, Jungkook ends up crawling into bed with Taeyong, and he gets up the courage to say that he loves him and that he's sorry. And Taeyong says, don't apologize for being in love. And he says, I love you too.
Oh my God.
And that's really much the end of it, but there's definitely more at the end. Like, it gets hella smutty at the end, and there's also the development of their handshake, and there's some more events that happened, like actual Taekook moments that happened that she goes into a little bit more. But man, it is just one of the best. It's beautifully written. It was really hard to summarize this all within my short little time, but it's just, it's such a good story.
Oh my God,
and I highly recommend people read it.
See, yeah. I feel like that's a story that I could read a ton of chapters to, a million chapters to.
Oh, it's basically one chapter, but she breaks it up into like three sections. Uh-huh. But in terms of it being on Archive of Our Own, it's just one big long chapter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so amazing.
It's just so canon compliant, and the development, the thing is me summarizing it doesn't give it justice because it goes into past events of them when they were friends before Jungkook fell in love with him.
Yeah.
And it goes into real moments that happened. And it's just interesting to see her perspective on it and how she kind of incorporates all of it into her own storyline of the two of them. It's so good.
Yeah, like super creative and like very, very well done. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. I love how you did that. I love how you summarized it. You did such a good job.
Oh, thank you. I've read this fan fiction a lot, so.
Yeah. Okay, so if you liked this episode, first of all, thank you for being here with us. We would love to hear from you, so you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and like talk with us on Twitter at standingbtspod. You can follow our fangirl Instagram account at Sugar-Free Cookie Jams and like our Facebook page for weekly updates. And then you can also listen to us now on YouTube and on Spotify. So stream us on Spotify. It's super cool. And then if you have not yet done so, we would super love and appreciate if you would write us a review on iTunes. Just tell us what you think. Just, you know, tell us what you like, tell us what you know. It's just super great, and we really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.